Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. Levi Bridges is a freelance journalist from Sedgwick. He was previously based in Mexico City, where he covered Latin America, received a Fulbright scholarship, and produced a bilingual series about immigration. In recent years, he's been reporting for NPR from Kyrgyzstan. You may have heard his work on The World on NPR. Bridges is currently back in Maine for a visit, and tomorrow evening in Ellsworth, he'll give a presentation about life in Kyrgyzstan and how the Ukraine war has influenced the former Soviet countries near Russia's border. We spoke earlier this week.
I grew up in Sedgwick, spent the first 18 or so years of my life here, and I've been living for the last 4 years in Kyrgyzstan, which is a former Soviet country in Central Asia. And prior to that, I was doing journalism in Russia and Ukraine. My mom went to Kyrgyzstan at the very end of the Soviet Union with this guy from Maine, and they were going there to meet sheep farmers. And she brought back home all these pictures of Kyrgyzstan. I saw incredibly huge mountains. As a young kid, it was the first time where my mind was sort of opened up to the idea that there were other places out there besides Maine. So I'd always been sort of curious about Central Asia. And then about 10 years ago, I was in Moscow for the summer doing a big journalism project. And I happened to meet a lot of people from Kyrgyzstan. And then they started texting me over the years, inviting me just to come visit or to come to their wedding. And so I had this plan to go to Central Asia for quite a long time. And then once the pandemic sort of died down, international travel opened up again, I had this idea to sort of spread my wings and go and do this big trip in the far reaches of the former Soviet Union. So I went to Kyrgyzstan in fall 2021, intending to just spend a couple months traveling around and hanging out, but I was having good times, so I stayed a little longer. And then Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began, and at that point it became almost impossible to do journalism in Russia, at least to be there physically. So I never went back, and I just stayed in Kyrgyzstan and ended up meeting my partner there, and I've been pretty happily settled there. So as a journalist, my beat over the last, since the war in Ukraine started, has been covering how the war has been affecting other countries that are in Russia's shadow. So Georgia, Armenia, and the Caucasus, and Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan in Central Asia. And really been looking about how the war has changed life there. There's been huge economic effects because of sanctions. These countries are closely linked with Russia. And the war has also just started conversations that I don't really think were happening before, particularly about Russia's colonial legacy in the region. And it really, at times, at least at the start of the full-scale invasion, living in a place like Kyrgyzstan, it honestly reminded me a lot of being in the U.S. when George Floyd was murdered. Suddenly, there was just all these sorts of conversations about privilege and conversations that hadn't really happened before. And that's really, really similar to what was happening or what started happening in countries like Kyrgyzstan after the full-scale invasion began in winter 2022. On LeviBridges.com, there's an archive of work there. You can also go to a public radio show called The World. There's quite a big archive of work I have there as well on my page. That's where I would send people first.
That was Levi Bridges, and obviously we barely even began to scratch the surface. But the good news is, if you'd like to hear more, you can do that locally. Covering Russia's borderlands during war, a talk by journalist Levi Bridges event is happening tomorrow, Thursday evening, December 11th at 6 o'clock at the Ellsworth Public Library. And I will post the links that Levi mentioned where you can see some of his work, as well as a link for the library event if you would like more information. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.